That was Waikiki by Marlene Tsai. Well, back visiting her birthplace, reporter Michelle Winner spends time with Kehaulani Kam, director of cultural services at one of Waikiki's most historic hotels. That's the beachfront property Moana Surfrider. It is now part of the Global Marriott Group. Michelle took one for the team, getting up before dawn and on the beach for the hotel's sunrise Hoala ceremony, and then spoke to Kehaulani, who has worked at the hotel for 48 years.
My guest today is Kehaulani Kam, and she is the, help me out, Kehaulani, the Director of Cultural Services.
That's correct.
And now you handle several hotels. Tell us which ones.
So I'm a steward here of the Moana Surfrider Hotel. The Royal Hawaiian Hotel, a luxury collection resort, the Sheraton Waikiki Resort, and the Sheraton Princess Kaiulani Hotel.
My goodness. Now, you have to explain to our listeners, please, what is it that you do? I know you have quite a varied list of things that you take care of here, and I know that I met you for the first time this morning at just before 6:30 in the morning at the edge of the water. Can you start with that?
Absolutely. So what I do each and every day is to bring alive the rich culture and history of our islands, of our culture, and of these beautiful resorts that I'm blessed to work at. So here at the Moana Surfrider, every Wednesday morning, I'm on the beach at sunrise, usually about a half hour prior, so we are sure to catch the sun as the orb rises above the ocean. So we meet our guests, and we're there at the beach, and as the waves lap to shore, and as the sky begins to light up with the beauty of the morning, as the colors of the sky brighten up with the rich hues of pink and orange and purple, we know that sun is beginning to rise. And that's an opportunity for us to really awakening our spirits and our bodies as well to who we are and to be in appreciation of all that has been given to us, the very life that we enjoy each and every day. So with our guests, we share with them the chants that speak to the respect of the Aina of the land, the respect of our ancestors, reflecting on them and calling out to them to join us and to continue to guide and to lead us and to help us make those right decisions every day, as well as to continue to ask for protection. So when we are through with the chants, we then invite our guests to come to where the waves are just beginning to kiss the shore, and that's where we allow the water to touch our toes, and slowly but surely we immerse ourselves into the ocean and let the water, let Kanaloa, whose name speaks to the deity of the ocean, the deity of that opportunity for us to cleanse our, not just our physical sense, but also our souls as well, of all the misgivings, of all the hardships that we harbor in our hearts, to allow it to wash away with every receding wave, as well as when the ocean just embraces us in its loving care.
Now, you brought a kumu,
yes,
a practitioner, and who did the chants with us. He
yes.
did the chants of the area, or he spoke to Kanaloa, a chant?
He actually did chants of the area.
Mm-hmm.
He did chants calling out to our ancestors, those that were here, our ancestors from afar, because we all came from another place, and then to beseech them to continue to guide us, to protect us, and to ensure that we make those right decisions. But to do so, we have to cleanse our souls, because we can't do the right thing unless we are purified again. So the ocean is Kanaloa. He is the deity of the salt water, which allows us to have that washing away, so to speak,
yes,
of all the negatives in life. Now, his older brother, Kane, has greeted him, and he constantly does. So Kane speaks to the life waters. Kane is known as the father of the life waters of our island. So the waters that flow down from the mountains, from the rain, the ua that appears all the time there, flows down to Waikiki, sits throughout the plains of Waikiki, and flows out to the ocean, who we know of as Kanaloa. So we have Kanaloa and Kane both there in the ocean to welcome us and to make things right for us. But we have to come here with an open mind and heart, knowing that if we allow this to happen, we will then be in a better state of balance, of purity, so to speak, so that each and every person that we meet, each and every decision that we make in life is going to be made for the right reasons.
Well, this is one of the hotels that you, as Cultural Director of Cultural Services, oversee. You also have activities here within each of your hotels.
Correct.
At Lake Lay Making, Lake
Kulele. Talk story. Oftentimes, I have the Royal Hawaiian Band come. They'll be coming, by the way, next week. Beautiful melodies of the past that just reflects upon old Hawaii and what it was like, and it brings it, of course, up to modern times.
Are you a teacher or integrator or for the staff?
Correct. Yes. So I also work hand in hand with our learning and development director, and so I do a lot of the corporate trainings with him.
Oh.
And through the corporate trainings, I'm able to immerse us into the culture as well. So I bring into balance, so to speak, what we are today, what we were yesterday, and how do we ensure that it's the right thing that we are doing, that it's the right decisions. So for the company I work for, Kiyoya Hotels and Resorts in Marriott, it's about doing the right thing. It's about putting people first, as is our culture.
The Hawaiian culture.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So it just goes hand in hand, being a trainer for our company that really just makes it right in the cultural sense of our beautiful island home.
So important. I know you have some really great quotes. I had lunch with you today after we spent the morning on a historical tour, one of many you do of these beautiful properties like the Royal and the Moana Surf Rider and the Princess Kaiolani.
Right.
She's no spring chicken, yeah.
Yeah.
You had one that said, life is a story. And
That's
I loved what you said about people, some people coming to find their roots, people traveling beyond the brochure. I mean, you just have all these great sayings, but I liked the life is a story, or the other one, perhaps you could comment on. What are you doing to give back?
Right.
Could you tell us a little bit more about your philosophies and maybe how that integrates into the Hawaiian philosophies?
Absolutely. So when you think about life and the gift of life that we have been given, so we grow, we develop from the minute that we took our first breath, our family, our parents instill in us the values. So what do we do with that? What difference are we making today for future generations? What foundation are we laying? Are we making the right decisions in regards to environment? Are we making the right decisions in regards to education? Are we making the right decisions in regards to that wonderful, beautiful word of respect in everything that we do? So I support new hire orientation at our resorts, and the last thing I share with our new associates is, I want you to go out into the world. I want you to be the best that you can be. We are so proud and we are so blessed to have you here working for our company. But I want you to really reflect on, so what are you doing today that is going to make a difference for the future? Is it what you do in community? It is what you do as being a steward of the environment. We each pick that own area or that own sense, that story that comes from deep within. Because we all come from different walks of life. We all come from different cultures. So your story is brought alive in what you do as a human being mm-hmm. in your community and the difference that you're making for generations in front of us.
And that's a universal truth, isn't it?
It is.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. And I often tell uh-huh. our associates as well, when in regards to work, in regards to the hard work that we do every day, try not to consider it work. Because if you love what you do, uh-huh. you will never work a day in your life. Because it's part of who you are. And you do it just because it's the right thing. So if you marry that together with giving back to others for the gifts mm-hmm. that you have received, strangers mm-hmm. that you have never met. Mm-hmm. When was the last time that you gave a smile away? It doesn't cost you anything. When was the last time that you greeted someone that you didn't know and just asked them, how are you today? Mm. It's wonderful to meet you. That gift alone can just be that point in time for that person that makes all the difference in the world.
Michelle Winner there at Waikiki's famous Moana Surfrider with Kehalani Kam.